We are concluding in this Majlis, Surah Al Imran. The verse I recited is verse number 190. Verily, in the creation of heavens and the earth, and the alteration of night and the day, there are signs for the possessors of intellect. When Aisha was asked by the Muslims that what was your best memory about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said that Prophet was relaxing in the house where Aisha was living. Before having rest, suddenly he stood up and wore his clothes, made ablution and began praying. And after prayer, when he went to the sajda, he cried so much that the whole area became wet. In the morning, when Bilal came and asked Prophet, what is the reason, Prophet, you are so sad? Prophet said that last night I got on my heart verse 190 to 194 in Al Imran that made me cry. And Prophet said, woe to the one who recites these verses and does not contemplate. Imam Ali says, Allahumma salli wa ala Muhammad, that Prophet ﷺ used to recite these verses before his midnight prayers. These four verses of Ali Imran. They are so crucial verses. Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal-ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahari la-ayatin li-ulil al-albab. Verily, in the creations of heavens and earth and the alteration of the night and day, there are signs for the possessor of intellect. The sign of an intelligent person is to ponder in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this universe. Such a beautiful, glorious universe and alteration of the day and night. So the believer is the one who ponders. The one who ponders is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is the shaitan, he will never ponder it, will not think much about it. Today we see that the signs, what Allah says, there are signs for the possessor of intellect. Today the signs of Allah, the ayats, the signs have been so much with the discovery of the science and technology, that the signs which we have seen before were limited compared to today's Allah's signs, which are so evident in the whole cosmos. So that's the one thing, that when our 12th Imam comes, Islam and faith will go up because of the science and technology, and the science being so clear that there will be companion with such a strong faith that the faith will be like mountains. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهُ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكُّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Those who remember Allah while standing, sitting and laying on their sides and mediate on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Glory be to you. Save us from the torment of the fire. Allah is giving the signs of the believer, how the believers are. How the believers are. Alladina yaskurullah qiyamam wa qudam ala junubihim. The one who are remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing and sitting and laying down on the side. وَيَتَفَكُّرُنَا فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And meditating on the creation of heavens and earth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And they say that, our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Glory be to you, Subhanaka, and save us from the torment of the fire. Then finally they conclude that save us from the torment of the fire. The sign of believer is that he is thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. When he's standing, sitting and laying down on the side. You know, nowadays when people go to bed, they cannot sleep at night because they are worried about all their life and worries of the world. But the believer is the one who lays in his bed, he thinks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he sleeps quick. This is a sign of believer that he is involved about thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his heart is at peace. But if we are not thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always worried about the world, we'll be always in anxiety and depression, which is you see so rampant in today's world. The sign of believer is he is engrossed in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and meditating about the creation of the universe. And then he says that you have not created this whole universe in vain. You are the glorified one. And then he comes to the conclusion, save us from me from the hellfire. Prophet ﷺ says, meditate on the creation of Allah and do not meditate on Allah. That's the thing, that we are allowed to meditate on the Allah's creation, but not to Allah's holy essence, because Allah's holy essence is ever beyond comprehension. Humanity cannot comprehend His holy essence. So a Prophet asked us to meditate on the creation. Surely we are allowed to meditate on Allah's sifat, His sifats, you know, attributes. We are allowed to meditate on His attributes, which are described in Quran so clearly many times, and Allah asks to think about it. So we can meditate Allah through His attributes, but not with His holy essence. Prophet ﷺ says, 1 hour thought is better than 60 years of worship. The meditation is so important. Contemplation is so important. It's better than 60 years of worship. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلُ النَّارِ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ. Then what they say further down? Our Lord, anyone who calls to enter the hell fire, surely you have put him into disgrace, and the unjust will have no helpers. First they contemplate, they think, and after that, so what they say? رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلَ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. O Lord, surely to whom you have entered in the fire, you have really put him to disgrace, and unjust will have no helpers. So putting in hellfire is one thing, but disgracing is even severe in pain. That when Allah disgraces, putting in hellfire, the torment of disgrace comes. This disgrace, Imam Ali describes in his du'as, his prayers, that, O Allah, I can tolerate being in the hellfire, but how could I tolerate being away from you? And being disgraced.
رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعَنَا مُنَادِي يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Our Lord, verily we have heard a crier calling to the faith, saying, believe in your Lord. So we did believe. Our Lord, forgive us therefore our sins, and cover off us our evil deeds, and make us die with the righteous. Subhanallah. Now what they say further, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعَنَا مُنَادِي يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. O Lord, surely we heard the crier, the caller, who was calling, crier calling to the faith, saying, believe in your Lord. فَآمَنَّا. So we believed. So we did believe. رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. O Allah, forgive us therefore our sins. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا. And cover off us our evil deeds. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. And make us die with the righteous. That's our dua. This is our prayer. This is our prayer. That who is the caller? Who is the munadi? The caller is Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The caller is Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Prophet says, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Prophet is the caller. After Prophet, who is a caller? Imams are caller. Scholars are caller. These are the callers. We have to respond to our callers towards Islam. For Amana, what we say for Amana, so we believe.
ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا والله forgive our sins وكفر عنا سيئاتنا and cover our evil deeds. Now the commentary says that ذنوبنا are the major sins, سيئاتي are the minor sins. That's the understanding is there. So may Allah forgive our major and minor sins, guna hai kabira and guna hai saqira. May Allah forgive us. Tawaffana ma'al abrar, O Allah, make us die with the righteous one. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'attana ala rasulika wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyama. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Our Lord, and grant us what you have promised us through your messengers. And do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection. Verily, you do not break any promise. This is the further prayer we do. O Allah, Rabbana wa'atana ma'watana ala rusulika. Wala tuhzina yawm al-qiyama. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. O Lord, grant us what you have promised us through your messengers. We have so much hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have hope so much that grant us what you have promised through Prophet and don't give us disgrace on the day of judgment. That's our prayers. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Surely you don't break any promise. When we say that, we should be feeling ashamed of ourselves. That we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. O Allah, you don't break promise, but how many promises we break to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many promise? How many misa? How many covenant he took from us? And how many we fulfilled? And now we are saying in Quran, we should feel so ashamed. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. We are having so much hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are saying you don't break promise, but what about us? We should really repent. It is the really mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the judgment day that with the blessings of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, with their recommendation and Allah's mercy, we can hope for paradise. Otherwise, we are nowhere, brothers and sisters. And we say, well, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad, that you don't go against your promise, you don't have any promise. May Allah give us guidance to fulfill our promise, what we took to our Imam, what we took take promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah guide us. So Allah says further, فَاسْتَجَابُ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا عُدِيُّ عَمَلَ عَمَلٍ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْدَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدٍ فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. Allah answered. So their Lord responded their prayers. Subhanallah. Say how Allah responded. فَاسْتَجَابُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Here Allah says Rabbuhum. The Mizan says, why Allah says Rabbuhum? Because Allah says, their Lord. He's answering prayer. He says, their Lord. It shows the intensity of His mercy. That their Lord, Rabbuhum. He's saying, I'm their Lord. Now what Allah says, I will not waste the work of any worker among you. Allah is talking about amal. Amal is salih, good deeds. Allah says, I don't waste anybody's amal. We should have faith then do deeds, good deeds. We should have faith that Allah will not waste our deeds. And we should have the faith in Allah's mercy that Allah will forgive our major sins and minor sins. And not waste our deeds. I will not waste the work of any workers among you, whether male or female. One of you being from the other. One of you is from the other. Allah does not differentiate between male and female for the work. And one is from other. Ba'dakum min ba'd. One of you being from other. How? From the female birth, you have men. From the men, again, you have children. So, men and women are interconnected in procreation. Now, Allah says, who is going to go to paradise? So, those who migrated, were driven out of their homes, and suffered, hurt in my way, and who fought and were killed, I'll certainly cover their evil deeds, and will certainly make them enter into gardens beneath which rivers flow. As a reward from Allah, and Allah with him is the fairest reward. The commentary says that Prophet wife Umm Salma asked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that there are so many verses about jihad.
But it was always about the men. Is there any verse about female? So the verse was revealed this way. And this verse says exactly about both. Ba'adakum min ba'ad. Min dhakrina wansa. Male or female, ba'adakum ba'ad. Now Allah says, who are these people? Fallajina hajru, who migrated. Wa ukhriju min diyarim, who were chased out from their home. Wa uzu fi sabili, who were tortured in my path. Wa qatil wa qutuli, who fought and got killed. These are the people Allah says that I am going to certainly cover their evil deeds. I am going to cover their evil deeds. Sayyat means it's like minor sins. That means that they have already done there with all their migration, the comprehensive migration of the spiritual migration, and all those hijrat they did in their life. Certainly they have already cleared the way for major sins. So Allah is talking here about minor sins. That I'll cover their minor sins, and I'll certainly enter them in garden below which rivers flow. Thawaba min andallahi. It is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu andahu thawab. And Allah with him is the fairest reward. We should all look for this kind of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yughurnaka taqalubul ladina kafru fil bilad mata'un qalilun thumma ma'wahum jahannam wa biksal mihad. Let not the going about of those who disbelieve deceive you in the cities. A brief enjoyment, thereafter their abode is hell, and how bad the resting place. Now, at the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most of the time Muslims were besieged, you know. They were mostly besieged in Mecca, and then they were chased out from Mecca to Medina. Before I go to this verse, I have to go back to the verse which I read before, so I don't miss that min dhakrin awansa. We read this verse, right, about migration. That's the verse before. The commentary says that this verse was specially came for Fatimas. First Fatima bint Asad, Fatima bint Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and Fatima bint Zubair. Because they were migrated with the help of Imam Ali from Makkah to Medina. So those were the ladies who migrated with men. Now we go back to the verse, فَالَّذِينَ حَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوزُوا, right? We read that. So they were the group who were migrated, and they were, a lot of Muslims at the time were tortured in Mecca, right? أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, they were chased out from the houses. أُوزُوا فِي سَبِيلِي, they were tortured in this path. That's what happened to the brother and sister at that time. That's what happened. We are seeing this kind of same migration nowadays, that in the name of Islam, terrorism is going on and people are chased out from their house. The believers are being chased out nowadays. Now I go to this verse again, the verse 96 which we started. La yughurnaka taqabbalu alladhina kafaru fil bilad, which I read the translation already. Let not the going about of those who disbelieve deceive you in cities. A brief enjoyment, mata'un qalilun thumma ma'wahum jahannam wa biksal mihad. Therefore their abode is hell, and how bad is the resting place. At the time of Prophet ﷺ, Muslims were besieged, they were not traveling much, and instead the Jewish and other community, the Kuffar, Munafiqeen, they were all traveling and doing great businesses. And they were going long journeys, making a lot of profits. So Allah revealed this verse to the Muslims, that them traveling around in cities should not deceive you. Mata'un qalilun, it is a small enjoyment. Thumma ma'wahum jahannam wa bikthal mihad. Thereafter their abode is hell, and how bad is the resting place. Imam Ali says, Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no goodness in pleasure after which is a fire. There is no goodness in pleasure after which there is a fire. Any sin which causes fire, there is no goodness in that sin. So nowadays we see all these hypocrites and kuffar and munafiqeen. We see them doing a lot of missions, you know, economic missions, political journeys. And you see all these newspaper and TVs, all these news about their successes. How they are traveling, this group of government going there and this business is going there.
business deals and believers are sitting quietly in their home and watching the TV news and thinking that where they are and where we are. Allah is answering to them. That their going here and there should not deceive you. Mataun qalilun. Going here and city should not deceive you. Mata thumma mawahun jahannam wa biksal mihad. Their place, their abode is hell, and it's a bad resting place. Now Allah talks about believers. لكن الذين تقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الانهار خالدين فيها نزل من عند الله وما عند الله خير للابرار سبحان الله. Now Allah turns from kuffar to believers, but those who are in fear of their Lord, for them are gardens beneath which rivers flow, therein they will abide forever, a reception from Allah, and whatever is with Allah is the best for the righteous. This is what Allah is talking about. That when we see this kuffar doing big journeys, we should remember this word. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْ رَبُّهُمْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا نُزُلٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِلْأَبْرَارِ. Allah says that the one who are fearful of their Lord, for them is the gardens below which rivers flow. They'll abode forever. Nuzul min Allah. This is a reception from Allah. Wama inda Allah khairu lil abrar. And what is with Allah is the best for the righteous. Now the commentary says, what is nuzul? What is nuzul means? In Arabic, nuzul means that if a guest comes to the house, and what you give him the first treat, like sweet drinks and sweets which you present when the guest comes to your house, it's called nuzul. This is the beginning of the treat. It's called nuzul. So Allah says these gardens which I'm talking about, Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha, this is just a nuzul. This is just the beginning of the reception. These gardens, these rivers flow there, is just the beginning of the reception. But Allah says, Wama inda Allahi khairun lil-abrar, and what is with Allah is the best for the righteous, is the something different, which we even don't comprehend what Allah is going to give. Allah just says, Wama inda Allahi khairun lil-abrar. What is with the Allah is best for the righteous one. This is enough for to think that what is in the paradise is our beyond comprehension. Wa inna min ahli al-kitab liman yu'minu billahi wama unzila ilaykum wama unzila ilayhim khashina lillahi la yashtarun bi ayati llahi thamanan qalila ulaika lahum ajruhum inda rabbihim inna allaha sari'ul hisab. This is the verse came for the people of the book who got the faith. By some commentary, it said about Negus, who was not from Arab, but he was from Africa. And when he passed away, Prophet said we should do his funeral prayer. So many hypocrites objected on Prophet that why are you doing funeral prayer who was not Muslim? The verse came. What verse is? And surely of the people of the book are some who believe in Allah, and what has been sent down to you and what has been sent down to them, being humble towards Allah, khashina lillah. They do not sell the verses of Allah for a small price. These are they that have their reward with their Lord. Verily Allah is quick in reckoning. Subhanallah. Allah is just Allah. Allah is merciful Allah. On one hand, when Allah talks about people of book and talking about how disgraceful they are, merciful Allah, just Allah talks about the good ones too. Here Allah says about the good ones who are the people of book. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لِمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِينَ لِلَّهِ وَلَا يَشْتُرُونَ لَا يَشْتُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا لَا يَشْتُرُونَ. Subhanallah. There are people in the book who believe in Allah, what has been revealed to you, what has been revealed to them. They are humble in front of Allah. Don't sell Allah's verses at a small price. For them is the reward from their Lord. Inna Allah Sari'ul Hisab. Allah is quick in reckoning. When we read this verse, Inna Allah Sari'ul Hisab, we should really feel nervous that Allah is quick in reckoning. We should be afraid of our sins, brothers and sisters. When we read this verse, Inna Allah Sari'ul Hisab, that Allah is quick in reckoning. Khashina lillahi. They are humble. Khashina lillahi. These people are humble in front of Allah. you know, like head down and crying, shaking and trembling. When we read this Khashin Allah, we remember Ahlul Bayt Athar, how they prayed in front of Allah. When our fourth Imam used to do wudu, he used to become yellow. Khashin Allah. He used to become yellow. Imam Ali used to pray, and then they took the arrow out when he was praying. Khashin Allah. So humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his body was so relaxed that they could took the arrow out so easily. Because he was so relaxed and humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us guidance to pray in some form that we are humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the last verse is the verse which is kind of essence of Surah Ali Imran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wasabiru warabithu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. O you who have faith, do persevere and undo in endurance, and be ready to God, and be in the fear of Allah that you may be prosperous. There are four conditions. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wasabiru warabithu wattaqullaha. Four things. First one is patience to yourself for your own desires, fighting against your own desire to be obedient to Allah and not to disobey. That's the first degree. Sabiru came from al-musabara. Sabiru came from al-musabara. What is al-musabara? To help each other in the patience. It's a higher degree of thing than doing your own patience. When the community is doing patience to each other helping, especially when outside enemy is there, that's stronger one, because it's a group pressure. Group, that's why Islam is a religion of society. It's not of isolation. So you are asked to go to Juma prayer. That's why you are going to attend Manjalis. That's why you do dua together. To have a group, that's why we have Maharam. Manjalis and Matam. To have Matam is for what? Is to have group patience. Is a higher degree. The third one is Rabitu. Rabitu is higher than Sabiru. It came from Al Murabata. Which came from, we always heard the word Rabat. You know, Rabat are what? Inns, like lodges. In olden time, there were lodges where travelers used to stay, and they used to tie down their animals there. So it's basically, it's tying down things. It's about, the word originated from tying down, to tie down. And it comes from rabta, means communication. So there's a tying down and communication. Rabitu is two things, tying down and communication, linkage. A kind of linkage. Now, this is the highest thing compared to the two things which were described before. Because it's a higher level. That means you are tied down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That rabta you see in when you go for prayer, the expectation of prayers. When we go to prayer, we have a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a rabita, rabitu. Another rabita is what? Another rabitu is what? To link to the believers on the level of communication and sharing things, joy and grief, and be with them in all the conditions, so that everybody is supporting each other in all kind of happiness and sharing the pain. And it's like communication of believer with each other. It's a rabita. But the rabita is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and another rabita is with our Imam of the time. That's the rabita. Imam Sadiq says about this verse, please recite and salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Have patience in misfortune and help each other to be patient in trial and be lined up with him who you follow. This is what the verse means. Imam says further, be patient about your religion and have patience against your enemy and be linked up to your Imam. That's the meaning. This is the understanding about this verse. Then Imam says further, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, be patient about the obligatory commandment and help each other to be patient in misfortunes and be linked up to you, Imam. Messenger said, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma salam wa alaikum, should I guide you to what by which Allah erases the mistake and cover the sins? Faghfir lana dhunubana, faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina, right? We just did that, right? Prophet is saying about that. Now what is the answer? We prayed through Quran, but why? How? Prophet is saying how? It's difficult, it's not easy. He said, yes indeed, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, to perform al-wudu properly in spite of inconvenience, and to walk many times to the mosque, and to wait for the next prayer after the prayer. So that is the lining up. Ya Allah. How much we see nowadays these things, especially in the Western world. Do we do that? That do we line up all the time and wait for next salah to go to mosque? It's difficult. May Allah give us guidance to go to that level, so we go to mass as much as we can, so that our sins can get forgiven. Now this is the last verse of Surah Al Imran. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to finish the commentary of Surah Al Imran. Now the peak of this verse, the miraj of this verse, we see in Karbala. In Karbala we see the miraj of this was ya ahl zanu nisburu wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqulla ala allakum tuflahun. We see the self patience in Karbala with the Imam Hussein's companion, how much they were patient to themselves and the kind of patience they helped to each other in this battlefield of the thirst and hunger, how the children were helping each other, how they're calming down each other when they're thirsty and crying. The kind of patience they showed was the highest level of patience to each other. And Rabitu, that they were communicating to so much each other, they were linked up to their Imam, Imam Hussein. The Rabita of the companions of Imam Hussein to linked up to Imam was so high that we need to learn here how we should have wrapped up with our Imam. That they were taking the pain and the wounds for Imam Hussein. Are we ready when we said dua ahead that, oh Imam, I'll put myself in front of you. This is the rabta we should have with our Imam. What the companion of Imam Hussein taught us. The rabta of Imam Hussein. See how rabta of Imam Hussein was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how he was firm on his ground. That when he did the last sajda, that his rabta with his Lord was to the highest.